This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Local officials in western Ukraine say a Russian airstrike on a military training base that hosted NATO drills killed at least 35 people and wounded 134. The Sunday morning assault on the International Peacekeeping and Security Center brought the war in Ukraine about 15 miles from the border with Poland. Russian military and missiles pounded a base in western Ukraine, killing 35. It was a facility that served as a crucial hub for cooperation between Ukraine and the NATO country supporting its defense. The barrage marked an escalation of Moscow's offensive and moved the fighting perilously close to the Polish border. The attack, so near to a NATO member country, raised a specter that the alliance could be drawn into the fight and was heavy with symbolism in a conflict that has revived old Cold War rivalries and threatened to rewrite the current global security order. Russia's increasingly strict online censorship measures have paradoxically exposed major shortcomings in the Kremlin's efforts to make the Russian internet a powerful tool of surveillance and social control, akin to China's so-called Great Firewall. Any Russian with an amount of tech smarts can circumvent Kremlin attempts to starve the population of fact. That has put foreign providers of internet bandwidth and associated services in a bind. They face public pressure to punish the Russian state for its war in Ukraine, but they also are wary of helping stifle a free flow of information that can counter Kremlin disinformation. This is VOA News. A U.S. official said Russia asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine, a request that heightened tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between top aides for the U.S. and Chinese governments. In advance of the talks, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan bluntly warned China to avoid helping Russia evade punishment from global sanctions that have hammered the Russian economy, saying that we will not allow that to go forward. The prospect of China offering Russia financial help is one of several concerns for U.S. President Joe Biden. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive matters said that in recent days, Russia had requested support from China, including military equipment, to press forward in its ongoing war with Ukraine. The official did not provide details on the scope of the request. The request was first reported by the Financial Times and Washington Post. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said on Sunday that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, though he is feeling relatively healthy, and his wife Michelle tested negative. Obama encouraged more Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the U.S. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week. That's down sharply from mid-January, when that average was closer to 800,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that 75.2% of Americans or U.S. adults are fully vaccinated, and about 47.7% of the fully vaccinated have received a booster shot. Tom Brady's retirement lasted just 40 days. Brady said Sunday he is returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season in the NFL. A seven-time Super Bowl champion announced his decision on Twitter and Instagram, saying he has unfinished business. These past 2 months, he said, I've realized my place is still in the field and not in the stands. He says that time will come, but it's not now. He went on to say that he loves his teammates and he loves his supportive family. They make it all possible. He's not coming back for his 23rd season in Tampa. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.